Today's daf is daf Chof Aleph, and we'll begin with the Halakha Mishnah. Lo yarbelo nashim elo shmonasei. You don't want to have too many women. 18, just 18. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, marbehu lo umilvayet shloy bisrot el libo. It's no iser of ribui per se. It's an iser of ribui that will be meisirat levavo, because that's the lashon of pasuk. Velo yarbelo nashim, velo yasur levavo. So if he can be marbe nashim without their bothering him, so then that's fine. Rabbi Shimon umer afilo achatu meisirat ibareze lo yisaena. On the contrary, lo yasrut at levavo is a meaning that he can't have even one that will be meisirat. And so that means that in Kain Lamanemar Loyar Belo Nashim Afil Kavigayel. So there's two different issues over here. There's an Indian not to be Mesir. But furthermore, there's a separate Isser of Ribui, even if they're the most Kshera Nashim in the world.
Mesir is always a lesson of Ozor?
I suppose that's.
Getting the other things, getting
the
buying more clothes.
It means Lasir Me'achorei Hashem. I mean, you could say it's expressed most powerfully in Avodah Zarah. But in any event, it's not clear here whether these are analysis of the Tanakhama or whether the Tanakhama is a Dei HaShlishi, that there's no separate inyan of Hasarat Levavo at all. There's also other shitot, but there's one shitot that's mechalek three chiluk, ishak sherak avigayo, mesirot, which are rishaot, and a normal ishak shera that we don't know whether it would be mesira. That's how the Yad Ramah approaches it. So he has three different shitas, but most are dochet.
Why is that 18? What is that?
No, we'll see. The Gemara will get to it, of course. So, one second over here. This is very strange. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that even though the Torah gave us an Isser, lo yarbeh, it's only with the understanding that it's the type of women who will be meisirot et levavo, which means that he holds that you can analyze the reason for the Isser. Rabbi Shimon, who says that even one, and the Isser of lo yarbeh is even the very best, they're not meisirot, holds that the Torah is not meant to be understood. It's an absolute lo yarbeh no matter what. So that would mean the opposite of what we know is normal. According to this, Rabbi Yehuda is Dorish time of the Krah, and Rabbi Shimon is Lodarish time of the Krah. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying you are allowed to analyze the meaning of an Isser, and then use that to apply the halacha. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, look, the Torah says something. What are you, a conservative rabbi over here? You're going to say, well, it means, you know, not to drive on Shabbos if it's a big trouble, but if you just turn on the motor, it's not a problem. What kind of business is that? We know that the truth is that all over it's Rabbi Shimon who is Dorish time in the Krah, and Rabbi Yehuda who isn't. And the classic case of this is the Tanya. Almana benchi aniya benchi ashira im mashkininota. We know that there's a halacha that if someone doesn't pay up a debt, so then it's possible to go and to be mashkin that person. You could take a mashke. And if it's a thing that the individual needs, let's say it's his pillow for the night, so you'll have to return it at the night, and you come to take it in the daytime. If it's something that's for the daytime, so vice versa. But at least you establish your rights of collection that way. However, when it comes to an almanah, it says, lo tachbo, beged almanah. You're not allowed to take the beged of an almanah. So therefore comes along now Rabbi Yehuda to say, look, and the Torah says not to take. You're going to sit here and analyze, well, it only means an almanah who's poor. What's the difference? Almanah ben shi aniya, ben shi ashira, in mamashkininota. Shinema lo tachbo beged almanah, period. Where did the Torah tell you reasons? Devi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, no, I mean, it's got to make sense, no? Ashira mamashkininota. So if she can afford it, she doesn't need to get her suit Lila back, let's say. So these are her pajamas. You're not going to have to return her pajamas at night. So then there's no problem. Why shouldn't you be able to be mamashkiner? Aniya ein mamashkininota mashenken. If she's poor, so then there'll be a problem. Because then if you take a mashken from her, v'atachayav lachazirla. So then you're going to have to give her back. That's all very nice. Well, what are people going to say? Every night he goes over to the Almona's house. He's going over to return her pajamas, but it sure doesn't do her reputation any good. So, you're going to be giving her a rather poor reputation. My karma, what do you mean? Vata chayav lachzir la. No, he's explaining. Okay, karma. Mitoch. Since in the case of the aniya and your mamashkener, you will be mechuyav lachzir la, and that will lead you to atamasiya shem rabishkenoteh. So that must be the reason that the Torah is telling you not to take a beged almana. Memela, if she is an ashira, what's the problem? Then you know she has another pair of pajamas. So you won't have to return it. So, I mean, doesn't that show you Alma Rabbi Yehuda lo darish time of the cross, and Rabbi Shimon is darish time of the cross? So how did we come now to invert it? The truth is that, of course, be Alma, in the normal case, it's exactly as you said, that Rabbi Yehuda lo darish time of the cross, and Rabbi Shimon is. The problem here is that the Torah went out of its way to itself give a reason. V'shanei akadim efarish time adikra. Since the Torah defined its own iser and said lo yarbelo nashim v'lo yasurat levavo, so apparently the iser of ribui nashim is dependent in nashim that will be misirot levavo. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer Lecha, Rabbi Shimon says like this, look, it's very strange that the Torah should say that, because michte, be alma darshin on time of the krah. I mean, I also have enough brains to figure out that it's not a great idea to have a lot of women. So obviously they can be misirot. So I would have known that on my own, because my approach to the Torah in general is that we're meant to be darish time of the krah la halacha. So michte be alma darshin on time of the krah. So then why did the Torah have to say lo yasur? Had the Torah simply written not to be marban hashim, va'ana amina, I would have said myself, matam lo yarbe, why would the Torah say not to have a lot of wives for a king? Mishum de lo yasur, obviously, because they could cause all kinds of problems. So then lo yasur lamali, why do I need that lo yasur? Ah, must be that's coming to be marba nu iser. That afilu achat umesirat libo, if there would be a chashash that she's not shera, so then even one he's osur to take, harezu lo yisa'ena. In which case, man imekayem lo yarbe must mean dafilu kavigay. And therefore, the very fact that the Torah was masbir itself is the reason to be machbir over here and to understand that it's not a hezber, it's a different iser. Therefore, here, surprisingly, we have an inversion of the regular approach of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon.
In Rabbi Shimon, do you have to have a messiah for the tam? Or
No. It's meant to be understandable.
Everyone else is allowed to marry a wife is no good, is
it? Yeah. I mean, the Gemara's going to darshan later on, the low, that is Badafka Melech. We'll see when we finish the sukkah. How do we get 18? Ani shmonasri minolan. That seems to be picked out of a hat here. Take a look at the posik about David. It says, Vayivaldu leDavid banim bechevron. It goes through David's children in Hebron, and it says that he has six wives, if you analyze it, because it says Vayibechoro Amnon Lachinoam Yisraeli. That's one. Umishneu, the second in order, was Kilav LaAvigayel Eshet Navala Karmeli. So that's two. Hashlishi Avshalom Ben Maacha Bat Talmai Melachshur Yeshur. So that's three. Haravi Adoniyahu Ben Chagit. So that's Chagit is the fourth. Hachamishi Shvatya Ben Avital. So Avital was his fifth wife. And Hashishi Yitraam LaEgla. Now we'll see later on that Egla is Michal, but right now Gemara is assuming Egla is a different name. LaEgla Eshet David. And of course we know once it says Eshet David, that's the one he identified himself. Tnuat Ishti et Michal. So okay, but we'll get to that. But in any event, the number over here equals six. And these were the children that were born Elo Yoldula David Bechevron. So then after that, it says that Vikarmalei Navi, so Natan tells him, Ima'at, and if that's not enough for you, I can double that and triple that. Kahina v'kahina. So that means Kahina, another six like that. V'kahina, and yet another six. So that would be 3 times 6 would be 18. Davilei Tmanisre. Matki Floravina, why not read that Kehena is doubled? That's Tartisre, and then Kehena of that Kehena, which is Srim Arba. So then you can get 24. And indeed, there's a bracha that says that. Tanya Miyachi lo yarbelo nashim, yoter mi Srim Arba. And not only that, we know there's a Mandiomer who's Dorish Avob, so then it could be Kehena vikahena. So then we should be able to get up to 48, because then we can double also the 24. So that'll keep him busy. That's Arba'im V'shmona Avim. And indeed, there is such a man, Yomar, Tanya Rami, Yavi, Lo Yarbel Anoshim, Yoter Me Arba'im V'shmona. So what is our very conservative Tana in the Mishnah? What is he all? Ratana didan my timing. Omar of Kahana, Makish Kahana, no, Kahina. Makish Kahina Batra Le Kahina Kama. Makahina Kama, Shitav Kahina Batra. Shitartana holds that since he uses the same Lashon, you don't have a right to double it, because it's comparing the two Lashonot. But wait, even if that's true, the Pasuk here left out Michal. So that means that it should be 7, and then we should multiply that to 21. Omar Rav Egla is Micha. V'lama nikrishma Egla shechaviva alav ke'egla. And as I mentioned, we know that since it mentions Eshet David, it's got to be referring to Michal. It's the only time we see him referring to a particular individual as my wife, my real wife. So that's Egla. Yeah. And that's exactly what Shimshon, the way he refers to his little wife over there to the Plishtim. He says, "You, if you hadn't been playing around with my little, how do you say that? A female one? Yeah. Is there a word in English for? I don't know it. I mean, it's obviously not a calf. A calf is a male, right?
Was it our parsha? Was it a male?
Male, of course. The whole idea. Umi havi le Michal bani." Wait a minute. You're saying Egla had a child? I thought Michal didn't have any child. V'achtiv l'michal bat shaul lo haya la vlad ad yom mota. On Rafis, wait. It only says ad yom mota lo haya la, but biyom mota haya la. Wait. That still doesn't add up. The children that we're talking about over here were born in Hebron, right? And Michal certainly was alive in Yerushalayim, because that was where the whole story happened. So Mirzit, Banim, these children, Hecha Kachashulu, b'Hebron. It says, Vayivaldu lo Banim b'Hebron, and the Maasev Michal was in Yerushalayim with David. Because it says, Michal b'Atshon nishkefa b'ad ha'chalon, v'ateret ha'belach David, mifazezu b'charker lifnei Hashem. That was when he was bringing in the Yorayim. Vativez. So that doesn't make sense. How can you say she died Yomota in Hebron and never made it to Yerushalayim? The point is here, Shekalta Michal mitrefasa. He explained over there that the whole meaning is that since she was Mivaza, him, in her mind, so therefore she took her punishment for that, which means that up until now, she did have children. That's the point. So, Elaima ad oto maase hayala. The point is, until that maase happened, she certainly had children. But this was the payback for her chet lo hayala vlad. That wasn't a separate issue. So, in other words, while she was a chevron, before this event ever happened, there was no problem. She had children. Then, after that event happened, because of that event, that's why it's a mitrafas, it's a payment for her vativezlo, the way that she looked down at David for his simcha, b'fnei Aron Hashem. So from that day on, she was punished not to have a child. But she certainly had children before. Yes, the Gemara, but v'achtiv v'ikach David od pilakim v'nashim b'Yerushalayim. Doesn't it say that he took yet more women? And that posik occurs now before the posik of Kehina v'Kehina. So how come we only have the 6? Now, even though it occurs, that's not the point. But that was l'menluye shmonas, right? That's basically filling up the number that he had. In other words, we have to look at these 6 together with the Kahina v'Kahina, and not at the way in which the Pasuk in earlier Perek Bichlal describes his later history. The Kahina v'Kahina is relating specifically to the 6 mentioned in that parasha. So those indeed he took, but they were included in the 18. And it didn't go beyond 18. When you say Pilakshim v'Nashim, what exactly distinguishes a Nashim from Pilakshim? Omri v'Yonam Rav, Nashim are with Ktuva v'Kiddushim. And Pilakshim are below Ktuva u'below Kiddushim. Now, the truth is that there are other Girsaot here that have with Kiddushim without Ktuva. And it turns out to be actually, apparently, Machlokis among the Rishonim as well, the Ravid and the Rambam particularly, about what we call Pilakshim. But in any event, this perhaps doesn't include the Yifat Toar that he took, maybe without, in the end, marrying. It's also a question how to understand this next piece, as I'll mention. Omer of Yonam Rav, besides all of those kids, we have Arba Meot Yeladim Ayulo LeDavid, V'kulam b'nei yifat toar hayu. Besides the kids that we list here in the order of the Malchut, he also had 400. And so according to some of these were Goyesha children. This depends really on how to understand the whole. There's a major machlokas about whether a yifat toar is muteret in the actual course of war before giyur. And then later on there's a giyur for marriage purposes. Or there's b'chlal no heter to sleep with her inside the war. There are those Rishonim who learn that the Arba Meot Yeladim Ayula LeDavid doesn't mean literally to David personally. It means among his crew, the top of his army, they had fathered these kids, all of whom were B'nei Yifat Toar Hayu. And they grew up like Goyim. They were Megad like Bluri Otayu. They wore their hair like Goyim. The Kulam Yoshvim, the Kronot Shel Zahav, they were all driving, you know, gold-plated Jaguars. And they had like these troops that would go around being pretty violent. Now these, and that the Gemara says elsewhere, that they weren't used by him in war, because Kulach Yafar Ayati Umum Einbach refers to all of the people in war needed to be tzaddikim and so on. These were Bale Agrofin that he used for show. So they were the ones that the Goyim would be very impressed with and would think this is hot stuff. But Lamaisa, he wouldn't even allow them to fight in a normal milchoma. The Omer of Yudomer Rav, Tamar was Bat Yifat Toar Haita. It's clear that Tamar must have been a Bat Yifat Toar, because it says, V'yata daberna al ha-melech ki lo yimna ani mimach. How in the world could Tamar tell Amnon that he could just ask for her hand licitly, and he doesn't have to rape her? What's the point of raping her if the king wouldn't have prevented our marriage? What do you mean the king wouldn't have prevented her marriage? She's his sister. How could the king not have prevented her marriage? If you thought that she was actually the same daughter of Ma'acha as a normal nisuah, so then achte miavisharyale, if she's his sister and he's her brother, how in the world could she have suggested that they get married normally? Elashmamina bat yifat toar haita. It's clear that she was a bat yifat toar. Memela, she wasn't related to Amnon at all, and therefore she said we could get married. Ula Amnon rea ushmo Yonadav ben Shima achi David. Ish chacham. He sure doesn't sound like a big chacham, man. Omer of Yonam Rava, ish chacham l'rishami. You got to be a chacham to figure out how to do things wrong too, no? Vayomar, so he says to Amnon, Madu ata kacha dal ben ha-melech? What do you look so bad for all the time? You're so depressed. So he tells him that he's in love with Tamar. So Yonadav figures out a way that he could get to rape her. So Vayomar lo Yonadav shechava mishkavcha v'atchel. Look, you know, get into bed, pretend that you're desperately ill. Your father will come. He'll come to visit you. You'll tell him that you need to have someone nice like your sister Tamar to take care of you, and then you'll have an opportunity to be alone with her. And then this goes on. So let her make for me the food that will get me well. And indeed, it says that she went ahead and she takes the frying pan, vatikach et hamasreit, vatitzok lefanav, and she pours it out in front of him. Vayimayin lechol, the old story. He says, no, I'll get everybody out of here, let her feed it to me. So what was she doing over there? Om Rav Yudah Marav, shastala mine tigun. She went ahead and made him some type of fried blintzes, everything straight from the frying pan. And then it says, Vayisna'a Amnon sin agdola ma'od, that he hated her, gidola sina asher sinaya mi'ava asher aiva, that he hated her even more than he had loved her. So my time, why would he hate her so much? We were medayik in the pasuk, but the Gemara's kasha is not the fact that he hated her, which is normal. Somebody who is nichshal with a woman, so he ends up hating her. Well, it's all your fault, obviously. It's not my fault. But that would be the same as the love. How do you explain hating her more than he loved her? That's what the Gemara is asking. And why would it be a greater hatred than the love if it was the result directly of his own love? So then it should be the equivalent of his love, which is the psychological mechanism. So it must be that something happened to make her hate from Rav Yitzchak, Nima Nikshiralo Vasato Krot Shofcha. Basically, he got castrated in this little story, which didn't leave him too happy, by having a pubic hair actually rip off or damage his genitals. Wait a minute, what do you mean, Nikshiralo? So, Imayovna, well, she didn't do anything. I mean, why would he hate her? Elayma Kashro, no, she saw to it. She saw to one of these modern women who, they take action. Asked the Gemara, Eini, how in the world did she have any pubic hair? V'adorash Rava, my dechtive etzalach shem bagunim biyofyech. What was this special beauty that Klal Yisrael had among all of the goyim, that they would everybody would know that Jewish women are the greatest? She'en lehem levenot Yisrael lo sa'ar beit ha'shechi velo beit ha'erva, that they never had any pubic hair and any underarm hair. So that's particularly beautiful. This is a raya. You start complaining about your daughters that are at the shop all the time. It says that actually the Marshal learns it doesn't mean they didn't. I mean, all of the dinim of puberty. I mean, obviously they had to have had pubic hair. So the Marshal learns it just means that they were machmit to remove their hair. It actually means that the Rishonim learned that maybe there was sufficient hair to define them as having reached puberty, but not hair that would turn them into ugly monkeys. That was the idea. But anyway, so how did she have a nikshural nonima? Doesn't make sense. And it's different. Tamar wasn't really Jewish the same way. You know, she was about yifat Torah. I mean, so she was still sort of monkeyish, coming after all from the other umays. Certainly not much like the Marsha, because I mean, well, she certainly have removed her. Vatikach Tamar feral rosha. So Tamar, instead of hiding the event, she puts dirt on her head. She tears her beautiful princessly, as you could say, ktonet pasim that she was wearing. This was Geder Gadol Gadra Tamar Botasha'a. She was the cause, it's amazing, as a Bat Yifat Torah. So she went ahead and was Goderet, now a tremendous Geder in Klal Yisrael, to specifically publicize what had happened in order that people should say, Livnot Malachim Kach. This can happen in royal families. Livnot et yotot alachat kama v'kama. Could certainly happen back in Appalachia. And imlet snuot kach. Liprutzot alachat kama v'kama. Such a tzadeket. Like Tamar, who was a tremendous snua, so the stam women that are not so snua, alachas kama v'kama. And because of that, Amar Avinu Merav, b'yota sha'a gazru ala yichud v'yala pnuya. They made a gezeira about yichud with arayot and yichud with a pnuya, who is not an erva. Wait a minute. Yichud? Yichud is the oraita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shuvah b'shuvah n'yo tzedak. Remez liyichud bin haTorah minay, shenemar ki yesitcha, it says over here, ki yesitcha achicha ven imecha. So what do you mean, achicha ven imecha? So he's going to persuade you to do Avodah Zorah. He has to be ben imecha. V'chi ben ein mesit, ben av, ein o mesit. What does that mean, achicha ben imecha? Elo lomar lecha ben mityached im imo. Your brother, if it's from the same mother, he'll be with that mother. But ein acher mityached im kol arayot shebat Torah. But not if he wasn't to that mother. So in other words, a son with someone who is not his mother wouldn't be there. If it was a different mother. So if, therefore, the only erva that you can be miyached with, because of the fact that people are generally not attracted to their mother sexually, so they're allowed to be miyached. But if he wouldn't be a ben with an aim, so then enochinami would be asur. So it must mean that what he really was saying, ela ema gozrua yichud dipnuya, wasn't that they were Yichud Arayot was always an Isra. What it added over here was that they also made an Isra on a Pnuya is not an Erva. That's already a Chiddush. They ossered even that they shouldn't be alone with a woman, even if she's Mutarat to you. Vadoniyo ben Chagit mitnasei leimor ani emloch. Now, Adoniyo was mitnasei leimor, but he didn't really do it. He was trying to do it. That's what mitnasei means. It's an ongoing process of being mitnasei. What does that mean? I mean, you know, either you are or you're not. What does it mean you're trying? Amar Rav Yonah Merav. Well, you remember the magic crown that not everybody could carry off, you know. It's a whole magnetic special special magnetic mechanism to be able to keep a 3,000-ton crown that would be actually held up from the ground, but would look like the king was wearing it. It had to fit precisely, because otherwise it would crush that part of the skull. So there were parts that didn't fit. It's a Medrash that talks about a rod that used to go through the middle, and you had to have a notch in your skull that you were born with that would enable you to wear it. And he didn't have that, so it didn't fit him. So Malamed should be Keshla almost, or he was Mitnaseh. But then when they tried it on, oh, no, never mind. So it didn't exactly fit him. Vayaslo rechev ufarashim v'chamishim ish ratzim lefanav. I mean, what's so great about that? My rebus, I mean, that's part of being mitnasei limloch, or that's just sort of being a playboy of the royal family? I mean, wouldn't that be the normal thing, which we find others had also? My rabbut, what's so great about Chamishim Ish? Amr, Rav Yehuda Marav. No, these were not normal guys. These were guys that already, they had their spleens removed so that way they would be able to run faster. This was the belief that they didn't have all that blood that was soaked up by the spleen. So then they would have more oxygenation. So Netulei Tchul Hayu. And they were Chakukei Kapot Raglayim. I also removed any live skin on their feet, on the bottom of their feet, so that they wouldn't hesitate to step on all types of places where other people would run around. They would run straight through. These were special runners. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. Oh, sorry. Oof. This is terrible. Sorry, try that again. I didn't catch you.
Zok the Halakha Mishnah.
Lo yarbelo susim. All right, so that handles the women. Now let's get to the horses. So it's also not allowed for a melech to be marbe susim, and over there it also gives a reason. V'lo yashiv v'ta'am mitzrayim alaman harbotzus. So you can be marbe el kedei markavto, only enough for what is required for the king's own riding. V'kesev v'zahav lo yarbelo ma'od, and also he shouldn't have a lot of money. And there also it says lo yarbe, but elakadeli tain asfanya. Before we had the girsa afsanya, and indeed many changed the girsa afsanya, means the money that you pay to support the army. The kotevlo sefer Torah lishmo, and the king writes a special sefer Torah for himself. Yotze la milchama, he goes out to battle. The sefer Torah comes with him. Motziaimo nichnasu machnisaimo. Comes back into his palace, the Sefer Torah comes with him. Yoshev bidin himo, he's sitting now on a kisei din, the Sefer Torah is there. Meisavis, he lies to eat, he kenegdo, the Sefer Torah is there, not lying, but keneged him on the next table. Shenemra vaitaimo, vikarabo koyimechayab. It shall be with him all the days of his life, he should be reading. Toda rabbanan lo yarbelo susim, it says not to be marabe, horses, you know, susim. So Yochala filu kidei markavto ufarasav, farashav. You might think this means even what would be necessary for his own merkava and for his own riders. Talmud lomar lo, it means only personally. So that's that he should feel really good about himself to have a lot of susim around. Lo ino marbev marbev kidei rikbo farashav. It means for just psychological purposes he shouldn't be marbe, but for actual usage he can be marbe. So, hama ani mekayem susim. So then, in what sense do we understand the susim? It means susim habatlanim. Doesn't mean horses that are horse power. It means horses that are signs of power, but that don't really do anything. So to be a horse collector like the sheikhs in Arabi, that's just in order to show your chashivas. That is usur. And is it dafke susim? Minayin shafil sus echad v'u batel shu b'lo yarbe. How do we know that even a single horse that's there for no reason is awesome? Tamud lomar leman harbot sus. Therefore, when it comes to say v'lo yashivat amitzrayma, there it says leman harbot sus, which literally means even a single horse. So that means that you would be over if it would be a single horse that was u batel. If that's true, so then why does the Torah say susim? So then susim lomali. Ah, that's lavor below tassel kol sus v'sus. Like this, you would say you're over once. Or once you go beyond what is necessary for merkavto for hashav, you're already over, and it doesn't matter. Once you're over, you might as well go to 20,002. Kamashman, each additional sus is an iser v'lo yarbe. Now, Is it because we darshan this from lo, you said? You said, yochal afilu g'day mer kafto for ashav talmud lomar lo. That only things that are there for his own psychological benefit. But without that, what would you have thought? I mean, halav akhi, hava min afilu g'day rechbo for ashav nami lo. I mean, what would I have thought? What is the meaning of lo yarbeh? Isn't that what lo yarbeh means? Forget about lo. Lo yarbeh means not to go overboard. It doesn't mean not to own. So how would we define overboard if it hadn't said lo? Same way, unnecessarily. So then why did you say Talmud Lomar Lo? And without the Lo, what would have been? Time to we're going to Lo. Halav Aki, I'm going to feel like they were for Hashem Nami Lo. Lo Tzrich Halav Fusha. The Chiddush over here is that it's coming to tell me that it's only where it's literally Lo. Let's say it hadn't said Lo. So then I would have said, well, Lo Yarbeh means anything beyond the absolute minimum. Let's say that I want to, there's different yourselves, by the way, but this is time lafushe, to have a little bit extra. Some have lafuche. So, or linafesh maybe in lafushe, which would mean to have an ability to change horses in the middle. So let's say you can have double the number of horses, because that way you don't have to be mitzamtzim in a war. Once the horses wear out, you're able to bring in new tanks, so to speak. Yeah. So I would have thought maybe even that would be us, because it says lo yarbeh, so what I need is a minimum I can have, but not more. Therefore, when it says lo, it's coming to say the only lo yarbeh is where the sole purpose of the ribui is to be a sus holder. That he can't be. Doesn't have equine interests. It's, he has machines, whatever they are. If it's the horsepower for his machines are literally horses, fine. Whatever is part of the normal machines of the Malkus. But nothing that is show off. That's the point. So the low comes to tell me, whatever you feel is necessary in the course of war, in the course of transport, that's fine. But we can't see horses as having any meaning other than a mechanical meaning. That's the point. The chesiv is ahav lo yarbelo. So what is over there? Yiribu. Chesiv is ahav lo yarbelo. He said, ela kidei litein aspanya or afsanya. Turn it up on him. Kesef is av lo yarbel lo, again. So yochal afilu kidei litein afsanya, you might think he can't even collect enough money to pay for an army. Talmud lomar lo. Lo in omar, but for his own show-off, he's not allowed to have more than is normally acceptable for the Malkus. Avomar behu kidei litein aspanya. Are you really trying to tell me that if the Torah hadn't said lo, so I would have thought that lo yarbeh means not even to have the norm to be able to support an army? I mean, that's crazy. Alav achi, what? If it wouldn't have been time because we're going to lo. And if it wouldn't have been for that lo, which is that it's entirely for his benefit, what would you have thought? That a Malkus is not supposed to have an army? How else explain lo yarbeh? Lo yarbeh means more than is acceptable or needed, but certainly an army is needed. Ah, lo tzricha, once again, it's laharvacha. Like this, I would say, you know what? You have to take the absolute minimum and not to have more, or to have additional troops in reserve. There's no problem in mechanically useful budgeting. The only problem is in budgeting for things that are nothing but impression. That's for him. For him, there's no right to have any kind of rebuild. Yeah, that's part of whatever is acceptable. Hash damit lo is lidrasha. Wait a minute, you took the, there's three cases. We have lo yarbelo nashim, and lo yarbelo susim, and kesef azav lo yarbelo. You darshan the latter two lows. You didn't darshan the low by nashim. How come? So my darash tebe. Oh, this comes to the address Scott's issue. What's the din of a head yot? Who's going to head yot say, if even the melech is prohibited, because nashim are mesirot et levavo, so then a head yot for sure should be prohibited. Kamashron, the iser is only lo, and it's lemeute head yotot. The Torah is not limiting a regular person. It's dafka limiting the melech because of the greater sensitivity of the melech. That's the point. Rabbi Rami. There's a contradiction, which we spoke about in the Pasuk. On the one hand, it says, Vayile Shlomo, Arba'im Elef, Urvot Susim. So one place it says that if Shlomo HaMelech had now 40,000 of these barns. And this is what we had, we just had in Malachim. But the same pasuk in Divrei Hayamim has, Vayil Shlomo 4,000 Uriot Susim. He had 4,000. Now is it 440? I mean, somebody seems to have gotten mixed up. Ah, says the Gemara, Ketzat. We don't know precisely, but im 40,000 elef itztabloot, if there were 40,000 barns, or it's large buildings, are you? So then each one of them had 4,000 stalls. Kol echad v'achad ayubo 4,000 arvot susim. If it was 4,000 in reference to the itztabloot, so then are you? Then kol echad v'achad ayubo 40,000 uriot susim. There's two different things. There's stables, where we talk about large buildings, and there's the stalls within the stables. So it's not clear which was which, but clearly, I mean, it would make sense for a pasuk to address separately the godless of the size of the buildings and the number of the buildings. Rabbi Yitzchak Ram, Ktiv, Ein kesev nechshav bimei Shlomo l'meuma. On the one hand, it says silver. Silver was nothing in the days of Shlomo. And in fact, we see that he ignored all the kesev that had been collected. On the other hand, it says, Vayiten Shlomo ta kesev b'Yerushalayim ke'avanim. But in Malachim, it says that the streets were lined not with gold, but at least with silver. But it was still worth something. It was ke'avanim. There you say mu'uma means you wouldn't even bother lining the streets with silver. How do you?
It was worthless.
And it was worthless. You're just saying something. I mean, why mix metaphors between Malachim and Divrei Hayomim? Ah, because they're referring to two separate stages. Lokasha. Kan kodem shenasa Shlomo et bat Paro. Before he married bat Paro, it was worth nothing. Mu'uma. La'achar shenasa Shlomo et bat Paro, the economy went bad. And then you could only line the streets with silver, but it was worth something of it. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak b'sha'ash enasa Shlomo et bat Paro yarad Gavriel v'na'atz kana b'yam. Gavriel at that moment put down a stick into the yam ve'ela sirton, and it began silting up to provide the land upon which was built alav nivne krach gadol sheberomi, the great metropolitan area of Rome that would ultimately destroy the very bayit that Shlomo was building. V'yomar Rabbi Yitzchak b'pneima lo nitgalu ta'amei Torah. We pointed out in the Nach series that it's clear from here that the two Batei Mikdash are really viewed as one long history. We see that Yisrael also didn't view the second Beit HaMikdash as a new thing, because they considered it still to be maybe Chayav and Tisha B'Av, as it wasn't really functioning. They saw it as the Beit HaMikdash that was dysfunctional. So Memela, the ultimate destruction, attempting to be Metaken, the original Golas of Mitzrayim. And we know that this was like his main focus. He speaks about so much in the Tevilah of the Chanukas HaMikdash. By attempting to take Bat Paro, he assured not a tikkun, but rather a kilkul of the continuing Ema Chashecha Gedela, which was innate in Mitzrayim as well. So Memela, the final Edaim, which is the last stage of that Ema Hashecha Gedela Nefeles, is seen as deriving directly from the connection to Paro back in Mitzrayim. It's not, wow, not Stami. Anyway, but we'll talk about more about it, not. Why, says the Gemara, we learn from here, it's an amazing thing, that Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, they malonit galut amit Torah. Why indeed is the Torah so careful not to give reasons? We're left with these weird mitzvahs. Don't mix linen and wool. What is it supposed to mean? I mean, at least give us some sense of meaning, you know. But nothing. We're just told what to do. Now, you know why? There's shtei mikraot nitgaluta aman. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu attempted giving, you know, a little bit of explanation for some simple things. And look what happened. Nichshal b'hem gadol ha'olam, the greatest of people, use that as the reason to destroy himself. So it says, lo yarbelo nashim. So Shlomo HaMelech said, it says in the pasuk, lo yarbelo nashim. And velo yasur levavo, ani arbe velo asur. What's bad? That's a problem. What? A woman's going to bother me. 1,000 women are going to bother me. I can be marbe and I won't turn aside. Uchtiv, vahil etzik, not Shlomo, nashavitu et levavo. It's exactly what it says about him, is that his women did affect him.
It is not called a
וכתיב לא ירבה לסוסים ואומר שלמה אני ארבה ולא אשיב. I can have a lot of horses and I'll see to it that we won't go to Mitzrayim. What's the big deal? וכתיב ותצא מרכבה ממצרים בשש מאות שקלים. So you see that in the end he did have to go back. וכותב ספר תורה לשמו. You think only a king thinks he can rely on things? וכותב ספר תורה לשמו. That is, isn't that like the whole modern approach, no? Every modern Orthodox person believes Ani Arbe V'lo Atem. About every Yisro. Right? We all know how to deal with these things. Yeah, have it worked out. V'kotev Sefer Torah Lishmo. He has to write a Sefer Torah for himself. And the Braita says, "Ubevatcha lo yitna'eh." Or let's have lo yitka'eh. Doesn't mean yitka'eh in the sense of showing off. It means that will be for him the great achievement. Is that his forefathers left him? B'shel avotav. Omar Rabba. Af al pi sheinichu lo avotav la'adam sefer Torah mitzvah lichtov mishalo. Now Rabba says, look. Any person who inherited a Sefer Torah is not potter, because he owns a Sefer Torah, from the mitzvah of writing his own Sefer Torah. Shenemar ve'ata kitvu lachem et hashira hazot. So that's a reference to the Sefer Torah. And now, obviously, we've got a problem, which Abaya points out. I thought this was a din dafka in the melech we just had. So, eit ve'abaye, here it says, v'kotev lo sefer Torah l'shmo, imminigu bevat shelo yitnaya b'shel acherim, and that's a din dafka in the melech? Mashma, that the sefer Torah mishalo, the din of a melech, is dafka melech. But hedyot, we don't say these words, u'bevat shelo yitnaya b'shel acherim. Hedyot lo. Only a melech is chayev k'tivat sefer Torah in these circumstances? Yeah. Lo tzricha l'shtei Torot. Not true. There's a mitzvah on the hedyot, and if that hedyot becomes a melech, he has to write another sefer Torah. As it says, v'katav lo et mishneh sefer Torah. Mishneh means the double one, the second one. So, einachinami. It's not enough to have a Sefer Torah that he already wrote himself. Kol Shekein, okay, so he wrote one himself, and now he has a second Sefer that he inherited, so at least let him use the second Sefer as the Sefer HaMalchut. No, he has to write a separate Sefer Torah as a Melech. That's the din. So both have to write a Sefer Torah. So this second Torah, achat, sheyotzeit v'nichneset imo. So one of them, the Sefer Torah, the Malchut, that goes all over with him. V'achat shemunachat lo bebeit kinazav. And one that is in the Aron Kodesh, that he has in his house. So otash sheyotzeit v'nichneset imo. And here, there are some Rishonim that have this girsa, which the Rambam doesn't have, and doesn't paskin. Oseh ota, kimin kemia. He writes that Sefer very small, so that it can fit on his arm. V'toleb izro'o. Shinama shiviti Hashem le'negdi tamid ki mimini balemot. And that one that's nichneset imo eino nichnas ba. However, he does not go into a Beit HaMerchatz or to a Beit HaKisei, even if he protects it. Shenemar vaita imo vikarabo. What's the din of vikarabo? Obviously, it doesn't mean he needs to constantly read it. So it must mean makom haro'ui likrotba. So these only mechuyev the haita imo, if it's shayach in that place to read it. Since in a Beit HaMerchatz or a Beit HaKisei he can't read it, sevaya machanecha kadosh, so memela, there's no din of haita imo either.
On the left arm or on the right arm?
If you darshan this. Omar Marzur Tavitema Marukva. No, I'm going to leave this part of the sugya because it opens up the whole. You understand that the word Mishneh Torah has a double meaning. Mishneh Torah also means Shinui. So Shinui implies there was some change in the Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. That's the point of the next sugya. However, it's a complexity that goes on down into the next daf, and I think it's kedai to do it Matzai Shabbat. Lo yarbe lo nashim ela shmona esrei. Rabbi Yudaimer, marbe ulo, ubevat shelo yom yisirot et levavo. Rabbi Shimon omer, afilo achat ubisirat libo, harei ze lo yisaeno. Im kein lama nemar lo yarbe lo nashim afilo gavigaya. Lamim and the Rebbe Yehuda Dorish time to grow. Pshim and Lo Dorish time to grow. Yipchashem in a Lo. The Tanya. Amana benchi ani a benchi asher ani mamashkinin otashin ami lo takbo begin amana divi Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Shim and Rebbe Ashira mamashkinin otah. Ani yayim mamashkinin otah. Ve'ata chayav lachzir la v'ata misi Hashem rabbi shkenotea. Huh? I mean, my come off gemar. Mitoch she'ata mamashkinah. Ata chayav lachzir la. And therefore, atamasiya shem rabbi shkinotel, which is the reason for the isser. Amar rabbi yuda lo darish taimik rabbi shimon is darish taimik ra. Indeed so. Biyama rabbi yuda lo darish taimik ra. But shani akad mefarish taimik ra. Ma tam lo yar belo nashim. Mishum de lo yasur lebavot. Rabbi shimon omer lacha. Boy, this is weird. Nichte. Biyama darishina taimik ra. Kain. Licht of krolo yar belo nashim. Velishtok. So what's the point of lo yasur lamali? Must be to teach me. Afilo achat b'israel libo. Harezo lo yisena. Elamani mikayem lo yarbe afilo kavigayim. Hanishmona asrei minolam. Dichti. Vayivaldu lo David banim v'chevron vayivchoro amnon lachinom yisraeli. Umishnei ochilav lavigayim leshetnav lakarmali. Shlishi avshalom ben ma'acha. הרביעי אדוניהו בן חגית, החמישי שבטיה בן אביטל, והשישי יתרעם לעגלה אשת דוד, אלו יולדו לדוד בחברון, וכלומר לנביא, אם מעט ואוסיף לך כהנה וכהנה, זו כהנה זה נדשית, אין כהנה זה נדשית, תאהבו לו את בני ישראל. מעט כפלו רבינה, אימא כהנה סטארט ישראל, אין דביקה הנה זה 24. Tanya Miyachi, indeed, lo yarbel anashim yoter m'esrim v'arba. And furthermore, l'mandador shvav, arba in v'shmona avi. And indeed, Tanya Miyachi, lo yarbel anashim yoter m'arba in v'shmona. V'tana didan my time, yom revkana, makish keina batra l'keina kama. Makina kama shit, avkeina batra shit. But wait, avimach michal? And that was earlier. Omarav egla is michal. L'manik v'shma egla, shechaviva alav ke egla. וכן הוא אמר, לולי חרשתם בגלתי, מי אבי למיכל בוני? והכתיב ולמיכל בת שור לא היה לה ולד עד יום מותה. אומר רב חיסטה, well, it's only עד יום מותה לא היה לה, but ביום מותה היה לה, and that's what it's referring to. Wait a minute, מיכתיב, בוני מיכל ככושב ובחברון. אילו מה זה דמיכל, was בירושלים אבי. תכתיב ולמיכל בת שור נשקפה ביד החלון, ואתר את המלך דוד מפזז ומחכה לפני השם ותיבס בעיניה. ביום רבי יהודה ויתם רבי יוסף, שקלת מיכל למתפסה, אלא אם עד אותו מעשה, היה לה מכאן ואיך לא היה לה. והכתיב ויקח דוד עוד פילגשים אנשים מירושלים, yeah, but that was all of the 18. מה אנשים, מה פילגשים? עומר רבי אמר רב, דשים בכתובה וקידושין, פילגשים בלא כתובה ולא קידושין. עומר רבי אמר רב, 400 ילדים היו לו לדוד, וכולם בני יפתור היו, מגדלי בלוריות היו, וכולם יושבים בקירונות של זהב, ומלכים בראשי גייסות היו, והם היו בעלי הגרופין של בית דוד. ועומר רבי אמר רב, תמר בת יפתור הייתה, שנאמר ואתה, דבר נא על המלך כי לא ימנע אני ממך. ויסק דייתך בת נישואין אבוי, אחתי מי אבישר ילה, אלא שמע מן הבת יפת תואר הייתה. ולאמנון ריה, ושמו ינדב בן שימה, אחי דוד, איש חכם, אומר רב יהודה אמר רב, איש חכם לרשעה. ויאמר, מדוע אתה ככה דל בן המלך? ויאמר לו לנדב, שכב המשכבך, והתחל, עד ויסתה לעיני את הבירייה, ותיקח המשרד ותצוק לפניו. אומר רב יהודה אמר רב, שעשתה לו מיני תיגון, וישנאי אמנון שנאה גדולה מאוד. מיתיים רבי יצחק נימה נקשרה לו, ועשה תוקרות שופחה. וכי נקשרה לו, what is her fault? אמא היא עבדה. אלא אמא קשרה לו נימה, ועשה תוקרות שופחה. הנה, ועודור אשרבה, מי דחלי ויצא לך שם בגויים ביופייך, שאין להם לבנות ישראל לא שער בית השכי, ולא בית הערבה, שאני תמר דבת יפת תואר הווי. ותיקח תמר איפה על ראשה, ותתן את הפסים אשר עליה קראה, תן המשבד רבי ישוע בן קורחה, גדר גדול גדרה תמר באותה שעה. אמרו, לבנות מלאכים כך, לבנות את יוטות על אחת כמה וכמה, אם לצנועות כך, לפרוצות על אחת כמה וכמה. אמר רבי אמר, באותה שעה גזרו על הייחוד ועל הפנויה. ייחוד? ייחוד דיורייתו? גם רבי יוחנן בשם שם יוצאת הגרמז לייחוד בן התורה מניין, שנאמר כי יסיתך אחיך בן אמך, וכי בן אין מסית, בן אב אינו מסית, אלא לומר לך בן מתייחד עם אמו, ואין אחר מתייחד עם כל ערב העריות שבתורה, אלא אם הגזרו על ייחוד דיפנויה, it's all one thing. ודניאל בן חגית מתנשא לאמור אני אמלוך, אומר רבי יוחנן אמר רב, מלמד שביקש למלוך, זאת אומרת, ביקש לא אמור ולא על עמתו. ויעץ לו רכב ופורשים, וחמישים איש רצים לבניו, מה רבותה? אמר רבי יונה אמר רב, כולם נטולי תחול, וחקוקי כפות רגליים היו. לא ירבה לו סוסים אלא כדי מרכב טוב וכסף וזב לא ירבה לו מאוד אלא כדי אספניה. וכותב לו ספר תורה לשמו יוצא למלחמה מוציא עמו נכנס הוא מכניסה עמו יושב בדין היא עמו מייסב היא כנגדו שם הביתה עמו וקרא בו כה ימי חייו. תנו רבנו. לא ירבה לו סוסים יאכל אפילו כדי מרכב טוב פרשב תלמוד לומר לא, לא אני אומר בה מרבה וכדי מרכבו פרשב. אמר אני מקיים סוסים? סוסים הבטלנים, מנהי שאפילו סוס אחד והוא בטל שהוא בלא ירבה, תלמוד לומר למען הרבות סוס, מאחר אפילו סוס אחד והוא בטל, כוי בלא ירבה. Why does it have to say סוסים לומר לי? לעבור בלא תעשה על כל סוס וסוס. תאים את הכתב רחמנה לא. You're trying to tell me that הלב אחי אבא אמינה, that לא ירבה would include אפילו כדי רכבו אופר עכשיו, נעמי לא. לא צריך להפושי. כסף וזהב לא ירבה לו, אלא כדי ליתן אפסניה. תן רבנה. כסף וזהב לא ירבה לו, יוכל אפילו כדי ליתן אפסניה. תלמוד לומר, לא. לא אינו מרבה, אבל כדי ליתן אפסניה. But you're telling me, תלמוד כזו רחמנה, לא. הלב, אוקיי, I would think ירבה means אפילו כדי ליתן אפסניה. נעמי לא. לא צריך להרווחה. Anyway, how should תלמוד לא, in the latter two cases of הדרשה, לא ירבה לו, נשים, מה ידרשת בי? למותי הדיוטות. Rav Yonah Rami Ktib, Vayile Shlomo, Arbaim Elef, by the way, why didn't we say the same thing for the others? I forgot to mention. Maybe it's to be Mamayat Hediotot by the other cases as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there, some learn because we only need one to be Mamayat Hediotot. And once we know it's Hediotot with the Nashim, so Koshke and the other issues. Others say that there's no Havamina that would apply to Hediotot in the other cases. What would be the makar of why would a person be mitka'el achav? I mean, he doesn't have any position. And mitka'el people mitka'el from anything. It's the problem of the position that the Torah is referring to. Anyway, Rina Rami. Ktiv, vayil shlom arbaim elef urvot susim, lamer kafto. Ktiv, vayil shlom arbatavim uryot susim. Haketza. אם ארבעים אלף הצטבלות היו, סדן כל אחד ואחד היו בארבעת אלפים ורבות סוסים. ואם ארבעת אלפים הצטבלות היו, כל אחד ואחד היו בארבעים אלף ורבות סוסים. רבי יצחק רומי, כתיב, אין כסף נחשב מימי שלמה למאומה. וכתיב, הייתן שלמה את הכסף בירושלים כבנים. לא קשה. כאן קודם שנעשה שלמה את בת פרעה, כאן לאחר שנעשה שלמה את בת פרעה. אומר רבי יצחק, בשעה שנעשה שלמה את בת פרעה, ירד גבריאל ונעץ כאן ביום, והעלה סרטון ועליו נבנה קרח גדול שברומי. ואומר רבי יצחק, מפני מה לא נתגלו טעמי תורה? שהרי שתי מקראות נתגלו טעמה ונחשב בהם גדול העולם. כתיב, לא ירבה לו נשים, אמר שלמה, אני ארבה ולא אסור. כתיב, היי לעת סגנת שלמה, נשא ויתו את לבבו. כתיב, לא ירבה לו סוסים, אמר שלמה, אני ארבה ולא אשים מצרים. וכתיב, התצם רכבת מצרים ב-600. כתב ספר תורה לשבותן, עובד שלא יתנער, יתגאה בשל אבותיו, אמר רבא. אף הפי שניחו לו אבותיו לאדם ספר תורה, נונלץ מצווה לכתוב משלו. שלמה, ואתה כתבו לכם את השירה הזאת, עת ואביי, וכותב לו ספר תורה לשמו, בבת שלו יתנה בשל האחרים, this is all in a מלך, but הדיוט לא. לא צריך לשתי תורות, וכנתניה, וכתב לו את משנה ספר התורה, that's כותב לשמו שתי תורות, אחת שיוצא ונכנסת עמו, ואחת שמנחת לו בבית קדן זב. אותה שיוצא ונכנסת עמו, עושה אותה, קוראים תסם, כבין כמיה, ותולה בזרוע, שבשבית השם נגדי תמיד, כי מימיני בעלמות. And that one אינו נכנס בלו לבית המרחץ, ולא לבית הכיסא. Why not? שלמה ביתה עמו וקרא בו. מקום הראוי לקרות בו.